With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
He's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
Is this not the song you picked?
No, there's... I was just, you know, moving my hand around and... Well, I came across some candy stuck to the board.
Uh-oh.
I just don't want the boss to think I did it.
No.
That boy's off candy.
You're
off
no
candy.
Longer a candy man.
Yeah, he's off candy.
I'm off it, boss.
Don't say it two more times. He'll show up. Boss. Rise Guys Morning Show. You thought I was doing a candy man joke.
Tony morning, Todd, come on in.
Morning to you. It is 8:08. Fat Boy Rejoin Week. Today is cover day. This is Johnny Cash doing Personal Jesus.
Yeah. Was that whole album was covers? Because it was off the
Man
last
Comes
one.
Around Four?
Is that what it was? It was black.
American Four?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same one that he did Hurt, Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, wow.
I think he did Scissor Sisters on there, too.
Mm-mm.
Don't Feel Like Dancing.
No. He did do a Judah and the Lion, though, I think.
Scissor Sisters.
He burned it. He didn't perform it.
Yeah. It wasn't all covers, but a lot of it was covers.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I thought he put some Black River Rebels on there or some.
The Man Comes Around was an original. Give My Love to Rose and Tear Stained Letter. But yeah, man, he had Nine Inch Nails and Paul Simon and Sting and
If You'll Be My Bodyguard,
the Eagles, Hank Williams, and all kind of stuff.
Tear Stained what?
Letter.
Was it? I thought that was David Allan Coe.
Well, it's Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash.
I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, he's thinking about the Pillow.
Oh, the Pillow.
He should have covered Coe. Covers. It should have been the whole album.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Cover day, Fat Boy Rejoin Week. Fat Boy, did you tell us yesterday what age you lost your, not that, your first kiss?
I don't remember when it was.
Okay, so yesterday.
I remember when I first got some.
Well, yesterday in headlines, there was this ridiculous, not ridiculous that you chose it, Paige, but ridiculous. It was on BuzzFeed, and it was just asking, you know, those crazy poll questions, and people lie, man. Like, they totally lie. I can't, either that or they, like, go to Alaska, because I don't believe that most people had their first kiss between 14 and 17. Or did I just, on one hand, I'm a late bloomer. I was a late bloomer because I still have an October birthday, mm-hmm. So my friends were almost a year older than me. They all went through puberty before I did. They all got their driver's license before I did, all that. But I still had my first kiss in first grade.
Why,
at the water fountain.
Okay, what's the kiss? You just touch lips and that's it.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I truly don't count my first sexual escapade as my first sex, but I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah, that's a tough question with that one, too.
It does seem kind of like it skews older on the first kiss.
Okay, remind me then of yours, Jimmy. How old were you first kiss?
Like, I don't know, 11 or 12.
Damn. Fat I boy. Don't know what you heard about me.
Man, that's what happens on the Mill Hills, though. You know, that's why most everybody there has kids were old enough to drive.
Yeah, but I was in first grade. Now, yeah. I think there were several grades in between the second kiss, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, that was then. I mean, that was pre-Just Say No. That was... Pre-AIDS?
Yeah.
All that stuff. I didn't know what a condom was. I thought that was like a fancy condom? Apartment building.
You shouldn't know yet. You got to wait on all that stuff.
You weren't even old enough to like really, you know, fully be into it.
No, I was never told.
Yeah.
And I was never told how to kiss. I learned how to blow a bubble with bubble gum because of my hot cousin.
Yeah.
She could work a tongue on that gum. And she was great. She was really good at blowing bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
She's still hot?
Haven't seen her in years. They split up. She's my step cousin now, so it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, step cousin. Paige, your first kiss was what age?
Well, I know that there was like a little boy kiss where he ran up and kissed me and ran away. Does that count? Or are you talking like a? I'm thinking a real kiss, like tongue and everything, and the guy holding you type thing.
The first like mutual kiss
would probably be when. Kindergarten kiss would be the first, like, real kiss.
Like on the lips?
Yeah. Just a little boy. That's the one who ran up and kissed me and ran away.
Well, that makes me feel better.
You should have said sixth grade, so she'd have said fifth grade.
Yeah, but I don't
know. But that when you run up and just kiss her on the lips and run away, that I don't know if he was dared to do it or what.
Fat Boy just texted in and said the nurse who delivered him kissed him on the lips.
Does that count?
He beat you, he says.
But just to have a little peck on the lips isn't really it. I don't remember the boy's name or anything.
Well, he ran up and kissed you. When's the first time you kissed someone?
Okay, the first time I kissed him would be sixth grade with Danny Martinelli and at the dance. That was a real, like, kiss.
He's like a guy from the TV show's name.
Danny Martinelli, he was on that 70s show,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Right?
No, you went up and kissed him. See, now this is something that's going to sound like such a elementary conversation, but what do you consider then? Because now I'm thinking maybe that wasn't my first kiss. I mean, we were at the water fountain, and I don't remember who brought it up. And next thing I know, I'm kissing Tamika, and she had these huge glasses on. Her hair, she had in the little barrettes with the little balls hanging off the side.
You seen her recently?
Yeah. Well, Fat Boy put her up on Facebook yesterday, but I don't know if it's the same one.
Oh, okay.
The last name's kind of common. But as far as my, like, first kiss,
yeah,
like, the girl kissed me, like, first kiss,
yeah,
kiss. Girl kissed me.
See,
yeah.
I was too scared to make a move.
Danny used to walk me home all the time, and I thought he was just friends, and I didn't know he really liked me until that dance.
Yeah.
And then he told me that he wanted me to be his girlfriend, and I kissed him.
Hmm.
That's all it took? Be my girlfriend? I give you a smoochie.
Well, I mean, you know, come on.
Wow. P1 Big Country is online, too. Not Council, but Country. Good morning.
Morning, Rise, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Since I head to Texas to get some motivational speeches. So,
motivational speakers? What kind? Kenwood or Alpine? No, I see.
Look up motivatingamerica.com. You'll see it all. So it was the summer before we started to get ready to go into kindergarten, and I lived in Pine Forest, actually the neighborhood behind the gymnastics center right there in Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently this girl liked to watch her mom and dad a lot, and she said she wanted to kiss me. I was like, okay, I thought it was just going to be a smooch. And she stuck her tongue in my mouth. I was like, well, why did you do that? She goes, it's called a French kiss. I was like, nice, let's do that again. So, yeah, right before kindergarten, man, already climbing the ropes.
Take that, Paige. Preschool kiss.
Oh, boy.
And what, are you going to tell us now, Big Country, you married her and then lived happily ever after, or what?
Oh, no. She ended up moving away. I ended up moving to North Carolina and all that good stuff. That never happened.
Good.
First time I heard this story, it was a guy. But, you know.
That's not true.
Information changes. That's
cool. You're reading your diary. Big Country, thank you, sir, and have a blessed day.
You too, brother.
All right, thank you, sir. I practiced kissing on a cantaloupe. I'm not reading that. I'm not saying that. I'm reading a text line, 72341.
Okay.
I hope that you cut it open.
I have a funny story to tell.
All right.
It's really embarrassing.
Hook her up to the meter.
You know how you... my brother was watching me, and my friend was actually in the room, and I was pretending to see what I look like when somebody kissed me, and I kissed the mirror, and they were all outside watching me kiss the mirror, like, to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
So she was actually giving me tips on how to kiss. So I was kissing, and so my brother's out there just, they're howling because it was so funny.
Your friend was teaching you, and she's a girl?
Yeah, we were kids.
But
because she's like, walk up.
Why
and
look
into
the mirror, though? Do you keep your eyes open when you kiss, weirdo?
I don't know what I can't remember what I was doing, but she was giving me tips. Like, if you're
Do your eyes go cross when you keep them open? Mine would. That's why I close them.
Is there a possibility that this didn't happen?
So you can see what you look like.
You hear him.
No, is there so a possibility funny. This didn't happen?
That I kissed the mirror and they were making fun of me. Like, she's so desperate, she's kissing a mirror. But I was a kid.
Man, oh man, Paige.
I know, right?
You're living life too fast. There's a guy on line one who is agitated by this conversation. It's driving him nuts. Let's find out why. Good morning. Anonymous?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Why are you nuts this morning? What's going on? Got some problems?
Well, yeah, I've been meaning to call in for a while. I've been a P1 for a long time.
Thank you, sir.
But my wife and I, we don't have sex anymore, like, period. And it's...
How long y'all been married?
15 years.
Okay.
When was the last time? How long ago?
About 2 months ago. We're averaging about once every other month.
Yowie wowie.
Yeah, it's like she just doesn't want to. And I don't believe sex should be like the foundation of a relationship, but I think it's a pivotal part of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, just like having a conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just going to ask, you're anonymous, or we're all speaking generically here. Anybody's body look any different? I mean, anybody's body changed really bad? Like, any reason for one of you to have any self-esteem issues right now?
Well, she claims that's what it is. She's still very hot. She gets checked out everywhere we go. So, I mean, she's still very attractive. I'm still about the same. You know, I've looked kind of the same for the past, like I say, 15 years.
Yeah.
So, how old are you both?
I'm 39 and she's 36.
Okay. Yeah, I mean... Man, at 36, it shouldn't be fading at all, right? That's supposed to be like that age roughly is like a woman's sexual prime, is what they say.
Hmm.
I would think so. We're both very busy. We both lead very busy lives. We have very demanding careers. We have three kids, too, so we're busy a lot. But, like, one of the things that drives me crazy is I try to keep that spark alive, you know, sometimes, but I'm shot down, or like her eyes roll whenever I try to flirt with her or make any sort of innuendo or pass at her. And, you know, it makes me feel pervy, even though I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't.
No, I get
not,
it. I get it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: when's the last time y'all been away from the kids? For maybe a weekend or something like that. Like, with three kids, I imagine, I mean, that's got to be alone time.
Crampy style.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, alone time is pretty sparse. But, like, we went away on our anniversary, which was in April.
Okay.
And that was our last time that we went away. But
so you're saying, how can you approach this further with her without you feeling like you're being perverted or some kind of sex fiend or something like that?
Yeah, and I mean, when I say I do that, I mean, that may be why. I mean, I tell her she's beautiful all the time, which she is, but I you know, flirt with her, make a pass at her, and it's not like in a perverted way. It's just, you know.
Yeah, like how, like, let's say, like, the word make a pass, it kind of has negative connotations already. Like, someone made a pass at me, it means it wasn't wanted. Like, you know, I'm not going to role play with you here, but, you know, she's sitting there washing the dishes. What do you, you come up behind her? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that's a prime example. So, yeah. Like, she was making the kids lunches one night early in the week because school started back this week. And so I just came up behind her and kissed her on the neck, you know, and put my arms around her, which I don't think is anything, you know, out of the ordinary.
She's
anything.
Away.
She's like, she kind of looked at me, rolled her eyes. You know, it's stuff like that. It's just, it's constant. You know, it's like, you know.
Yeah. And one last question, or not last question, but another question is: are you loving on her all the time, or is it just the physical stuff? You know, like going up, kind of like making the innuendos. But are you like loving on her? You know what I mean? Loving on her. Because she might be seeing it as, oh, he's just coming around because he's got a boner again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, and I never do.
What?
I approach it that way.
That might be the problem.
Oh, yeah. No,
I never approach it that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's never what I feel like. You know, I'm not just coming up to her, shoving my tongue down her throat or anything, or,
sure,
you know, just being overly
caring and loving.
Abrasive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the sweet little kisses and stuff like that.
Man.
You know,
you seem like a nice guy, like a very He sounded just a nice guy. You seem he come off that way. Just,
Jimmy's married,
right? No, but he seems so nice though. Let me hit on him. But so, I mean, it, like with the making the kids lunches and stuff. So you guys both throw it in on you know all the housework and stuff because if you got three kids and demanding careers right. and is scarce for time. I mean, you seem like you'd probably throw in. So you're throwing in on doing all that kind of stuff too, right?
Absolutely. So she works third shift. So I'm mom and dad for like three, four nights a week.
Oh,
so,
man.
Well, you know, it's, it, and she, and plus she's furthering her career. She already is in a well-paying, really good career, but she's in school to go even further. She's getting her doctorate degree.
Yeah.
And so she's busy. I'm busy too. I work 50, 60 hours a week. So, you know, we're both tired.
Yeah, that's what it is. And if she's
we're both tired, but you know, I feel like we could carve out a little time every once in a while. You know,
you know, and just think of the how you felt when you were dating in the beginning and the lovey feeling, and you need to bring that back. If you can count off the list that she's not cheating, you haven't fought, there's nothing wrong with your relationship. Then you just need to bring the intimacy back and kind of approach it as you're dating her again.
I hope that all works for you, Anonymous.
Yeah, man. We don't really have solid advice for you.
Other than that, like, you're absolutely sure she's not, there's no sidestepping going on? You don't question that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good.
I don't worry about that. Okay. I don't worry about that.
All right. Well, just keep it going. Don't let it, you know, just keep the advances going, okay? Good luck to you.
Gotcha. All
right. Figure it out, man.
Thanks for listening, brother.
Got to know her, and you'll figure it out because you know her.
Yeah.
That's what'll do it.
Can we make sure that Anonymous can be here when we come back?
Yeah, we can try if Anonymous can hang on. Just as soon as we get back, we're going right to Anonymous with the 803 Anonymous.
All right, 803 Anonymous, hold on. We've also got 9's Best Damn Audio coming up. It's the Rise Guys, 1-800-774-0093. Back right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
9.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3, the planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:33. He's gone.
Yeah, he probably in the past 30, 40 seconds slipped off.
Well, I'll be dabbling.
No, maybe he'll call back since we're back. So if what, not, we can do Best Damn Audio.
Well, no, but he was saying that he hasn't had, how many years was it? He hadn't had sex with his wife?
It was 19 months.
19 months. Oh, 19 he said months. In the text that his wife hadn't even kissed him in 19 months.
Man. Like, I mean, like, my first question to the other guy was, okay, you know, maybe she's not happy with her self-image or her self-esteem or whatever. And mm-hmm. then after that, after you look at yourself and say, okay, maybe it ain't me, then you think, well, crap, maybe she's cheating on me.
Or
who knows?
Sometimes the intimacy just goes out of your relationship. It happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, if he calls back, I'd love to find out more on that. But in the meantime... it sounds like a developmental league of basketball, but in fact, it's the NBDA, 9's Best Damn Audio.
Yeah. Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for 9's Best Damn Audio. Yo, 9, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear about Scared Grandpa.
Oh,
or was
yeah,
it
man.
Scarred Grandpa? I can't read my handwriting.
It's Scared, and we're starting with Scared Grandpa. Now, the good thing about this grandpa, he's not like a really old grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can mess with him. You can have fun with him.
Like Fat Boy.
Yeah.
He's not an old grandpa.
Yeah, this guy's probably older than Fat Boy, but looks younger than him.
I'm just thrown off.
Oh, okay.
He's thrown off because the 19-month sex guy is back on hold, but he's going to have to wait through the BDA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going back now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. So we're doing the BDA?
Yeah, we're in the BDA.
No, Fat Boy's on the phone. He can't play the damn clip.
Well, just tell us about the clip first.
Well, a young woman, recently filmed herself over and over again, scaring the blank out of her younger grandpa.
Uh-oh.
It was because they made a bet that she couldn't scare him. So then she did over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
See, I worry about that, scaring some. Because what if you sneak up behind somebody? I rarely do it to you in the hallway anymore. What if I give you a heart attack and you die? How did 9 die? Matt scared him.
Oh,
Matt
gosh.
Killed him.
You ever heard of somebody being scared to death? That's
yes.
how 9 went
That's
out.
That's what happened. Matt scared him. Now he's dead.
All right, the audio of Grandpa being scared.
Caitlin.
Hey.
Caitlin.
Hi.
Caitlin, what the heck? Oh, my God. Stop already.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is that? What? Papa.
What is she doing to him? How is she scaring him? She's hiding under a tarp or what?
Waking him up at the end, sneaking up behind him whenever he's working on something, whenever he's not paying attention. I'm going to share the video so you can get some lessons in grandpa scaring.
What was the water? My grandpa's dead.
Well, you can see the water in the video.
It scared him to death.
At Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Yeah. Okay.
You can see all that and more.
I couldn't tell what was going on.
It's hard to follow. It's just that she cut it up and edited together her scaring grandpa.
Okay.
We'll go from there, though, to a mad little girl.
Mad little girls. What? Oh, I don't want to go back to school.
No, no. She was playing Uno with her daddy. And her daddy won.
I was going to say, Jesus. Homeschooled, everybody.
Yeah, woo! There we go.
Worst dad ever. No. Remember what I said about not laughing. You're an anti-grind. Open your brain and put it in.
What? That's what I said to the kid. What?
I thought she said a bad word at one point.
No, no, no. She just has that thick English accent. She tells him he has an empty brain, calls him the worst dad ever, and she's real mad about losing to her daddy in Uno. At that age, it's cute, but like if you're 12 and you pull that off, yeah. Then you're going to be over somebody's knee real quick.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know. You don't think it's cutie when they're that young to call you stupid and say you have an empty brain?
I don't know. I couldn't tell what she was saying. I couldn't, like, make out. I just could tell she was raging.
Yeah. You know how it is when it's somebody else's kid, not yours. You can't understand them, but they can.
Yeah. Fat boy, chill out. You're bugging the piss out of me right now. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Well, it's not.
But you're sitting there like this dark cloud on the show right now.
There's a heavy weight coming from over there. What's
I thought we were going to do the original. I mean, you only had a few minutes.
Well, because he hung up. What are we just going to sit here and say?
Oh, well, 4 minutes. We would have left.
Yeah, well, we'll be fine.
Everything's cool.
We'll be fine, man. We got 3 more clips to go, like this one. It's an old AOL commercial. How about America Online?
I still have it. Yeah. We still have it.
Well, around here, we call it MOL, America Online.
America.
It's an old MOL commercial from the early 2000s. Predicts all the bad stuff that can happen on the internet. And what's funny is all the things they warn you about have come true since this commercial came out.
Oh, man.
Some people think the internet is a bad thing. Somewhere your identity can be stolen, your home invaded, and your savings robbed without anyone setting foot inside your door. It is one of the most dangerous weapons ever created. A way for the unhinged to spread evil free of supervision or censorship. A place for mankind to exercise its darkest desires. An open market where you can purchase anything you want. Orwell was right. The internet has taken us to a place where everything we do is watched, monitored, and processed without us ever realizing. Some people think the internet is a bad thing. What do you think?
Maybe that's why AOL kind of went away, because they were making these scary-ass commercials to make people not want to use the internet anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it did sound like a movie trailer at first.
Kind of creepy.
If you were an internet service provider, why are you making commercials to make people want to not sign up?
I don't know. I can't find the CD-ROMs anymore to update. So
I know. It should be version 13.5 by now, at least.
You know, I'm not going to say anything anymore about situations like that, because I ridiculed my poor mother for a long, long time on the radio. It's like, my mom got her first laptop, and she put a piece of tape over the webcam because she thought someone could remotely dial in.
Yep.
She knew.
And now look. Now, is this hey mama, is the thing that Instagram.
Yeah.
Is it true the little thing that's going around saying that they changed their privacy policy and they can now use any of your pictures for any kind of marketing? Or is that just one of the things?
You know? I haven't seen anything about an update to their privacy policy.
That's all I've seen on my timeline today is people copy and pasting the new privacy.
Well, I think it's a hoax.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually it is. But, I mean, you know, it'd be like newsy if they were updating their privacy policy in such a way.
Yeah.
And they'd probably have to like let you know they're updating the privacy policy since they're updating something you already opted into. They can't update it without you opting back in.
AOL would have tipped us off, too.
Yeah.
They would have let us know.
They would have let us know if the internet was getting evil on us, yeah. I had two more for you. Before the kids getting squeezed on the slingshot ride, we'll do this dad.
Mm.
You know, do this dad, Matt, man. He was being clever, dad. His daughter, teenage daughter, had a date. First date with a new guy.
Mm.
Dad wasn't home to, like, be polishing his gun in the living room for no particular reason when the kids showed up, right?
Mm.
So since dad isn't home, what does he do? Well, he's got one of those fancy doorbells with the video, like a Ring or something.
I think
he
just had a drone.
No, so dad, not even home, uses the doorbell cam to interrogate his teenage daughter's new date.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Paige with Grace's dad.
Oh, it's good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
What time are you coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
That's like they're all truckers. Never seen each other.
This is the new CB, Roger, man. It's the Ring doorbell.
Breaker, breaker, rubber ducky. What time are you going to bring my daughter home?
I think about like before 1 a.m. It depends on how it goes.
I'm sorry, I heard 10:30.
Yeah.
Over and out.
We'll see what happens, old man.
I'll meet you at the Lizard's Thicket.
Do you think they were making fun of that later when, like, you know, they were both half naked in the back seat of a car?
No,
somewhere?
I bet you the daughter was mortified. I think he's wrong for doing that, unless that was like he said, hey, I'm going to do this. That, man, that was awful.
So you don't think they were making fun of that right before they had sex on the first date later?
Yo, they didn't go see Toy Story. Hell no.
No, they didn't. Come on.
No, they were, like, parked on a lover's lane somewhere, like, in a motel room laughing about dad and his Ring doorbell.
Oh.
Here's a question. Where's lover's lane now?
Like, I don't know.
It used to be, like, Paris Mountain.
Man, around here, it used to be out by the downtown airport. And then some bad things happened to some people.
I think it's in the empty cul-de-sac over here.
Is it?
Off Woodruff.
Might be, yeah.
Poor thing. You sit over there all morning. No one ever came by. I'm sorry.
Unloved.
All right, you ready for the kid on the slingshot ride now?
Kids on slingshots.
Yeah, mom and her son are on the slingshot ride. And, he keeps complaining because his nuts are getting crushed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My nuts hurt.
Chase. Ooh, I had a full bladder going on this thing.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you're going to hear the word nuts the whole time.
That's fine.
I got to see the video.
Oh, my God. How old a kid is he?
Oh, man, he's like a young teenager.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if this was the part.
My nuts, Chase. I can't fully feel my nuts. My nuts, my nuts, my nuts.
Is that Derek Lewis? What's that? Oh, my God.
They're not hot. They're being crushed.
Would you ever ride one of those, Jimmy?
Man, I have no desire to ride one of those things. I just don't.
I have no desire. I don't need to feel that. Like, I don't. I saw in the news the other night, this woman is like a centurion. She just turned 100 or whatever.
Yeah, my balls was hot.
Thank you, Derek. And he all right. She was, one of her bucket lists was to jump out of an airplane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Like, I would go do, like, heroin or something.
Wholesome.
If I was that old and wanted to feel that rush, I wouldn't go jump out of an airplane.
Well, you could do both.
You'll look
I
want
to do both. Can I do both? I
want to be my nuts, my nuts, my nuts.
Oh, need some heroin. I'm about to jump out of an airplane. That's what I'd have to be on and want to do it.
There's the son and the mom.
Oh, my. Mom is doing it in a bikini top, by the way. Uh-oh.
Mom's like skinny hot, too, man.
Skinny hot. All right. So they're getting ready. He's sitting there. He's saying a word of prayer. You can tell. I can tell by his eyes. Mom's looking over to make sure he's okay. Oh, they're getting ready. And you know what they do with these slingshots? They'll say, we're gonna count to three, and they let you go at two. I've seen that before.
That's just how they roll, man.
Son of a bitch, carnies.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to that video. I'll post it up on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We can tweet it out, post it around so everybody can see the kid.
Ah, oh, man, that poor
hot
boy.
Mom.
Oh, man.
It's got to suck to have a hot mom.
Oh, none of us will ever know.
No. I guess not.
I can't take exception to that. It'd be weird if I did.
I know, right?
All right, some kind of complex.
Hey, I'm not. That's my best damn audio,
all right,
man.
Thank you, Jimmy. More Rise Guys, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We'll get on the horn, touch base with you right after this.
93.3, the planet's concert leader, and Rise Guys P1 Pilsner proudly present a historic concert event. Are you ready? As Disturbed plays their first ever show in upstate South Carolina. Disturbed, Tuesday night, September 24th at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster outlets and the box office. Plus, sign up to score free tickets at 933theplanetrocks.com. Raise a toast with an ice-cold Rise Guys P1 Pilsner.
Hey, Greenville. This is David from Disturbed.
Disturbed is coming to party with the P1s with 93.3, the planet's concert leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.